By the time she rolled down the alley between the movie theater and the hair salon, the shooting had stopped. Finley and Jackley were dying. James Cagney was dead with his Hume mask torn half off his repulsive rat's head. Lying with these were another 36 just as dead. The formerly immaculate gutters of Pleasantville ran with their blood. There were undoubtedly other guards about the compound, but by now they'd be in hiding, positive that they had been set upon by 100 or more seasoned fighters, land pirates from God only knew where. The majority of Algol Ciento's breakers were in the grassy area between the rear of Main Street and the south watchtowers, huddled like the sheep they were. Ted, unmindful of his bleeding arm, had already begun taking attendance. Then the entire northern contingent of the Harrier Army appeared at the head of the alley next to the movie show. One shoreleg black lady mounted on an ATV. She was steering with one hand and holding the Coyote machine pistol steady on the handlebars with the other. She saw the bodies heaped in the street and nodded with joyless satisfaction. Eddie came out of the box office and embraced her. "Hey, sugar man, hey," she murmured, fluttering kisses along the side of his neck in a way that made him shiver. Then Jake was there, pale from the killing but composed, and she slung an arm around his shoulders and pulled him close. Her eyes happened on Roland, standing on the sidewalk behind the 3 he had drawn to Midworld. His gun dangled beside his left thigh, and could he feel the expression of longing on his face? Did he even know it was there? She doubted it, and her heart went out to him. "Come here, Gilead," she said. "This is a group hug, and you're part of the group."